I told you I've done some research on this whole Muzz thing with Murray, and I don't know if it started with, you know, Craig Patrick's ancestor, who was Murray Patrick, and there was a Muzz, and there was another Muzz. When was the first time? Was it really Sully was the first guy that referred to you as Muzz? You'd never heard of that?
Yeah, I think it was Sully, or it might have been Clark Donatelli, actually, when he was, when I first got here, he was the coach in Wheeling, and he was always around during training camp, and he would always walk by me and say, hey Muzz, how you doing? And I think he
did you even know what he was talking about?
No, I honestly didn't think he was talking to me for the longest time. And then after that, I thought he didn't know what my name was. But we eventually got it figured out. And so maybe it might have been Clark Donatelli. That was the first one to call me that. And then Sully started calling me that as well right away when he got here. So I figured it's that, you know. Clark, he's from Rhode Island, but I think it's a big Boston thing, too, all the Boston guys. Billy G calls me that, too, Billy Garen. Right. So I think it's a big Boston thing.
Well, I've kind of lost my accent, but I'm kind of a Northeastern guy myself from New Hampshire. Do you like that nickname, or do you don't really care?
Yeah, I like it, yeah. I mean, for a long time in the Sioux, I actually stayed at the same billet as Jake Muzzin did. So to me, he was always Muzz. So when people started calling me Muzz, I thought... You know, it made me think of...
Played the wrong guy, right?
Yeah, it made me think of, you know, when I used to call Jake Muzzin. So, but luckily we're not on the same team now, so it works. And, yeah, I like it.
At least with his, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does, yeah. I'm not sure where you get Muzz from Murray, but either way, I think it's fun. I kind of like it.